Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 8:47 a.m. Eastern Time, June 8th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Just published the GrainCon weekly update. We're going to work on the stock market weekly update here in a few minutes and then get it posted for you. All right, where are we on the very short term of the stock market? The model suggesting level four bottom today. Probably was overnight for the futures. We're not so sure on cash. Does the cash have to set back and then rally? Now, the problem is, it may rally today, but it all can be back down tomorrow for level four. It could even just blip up a little bit today and down the rest of the day and tomorrow for level four. So it doesn't look like this market's got a lot of traction that is willing to do much. I think New York City is kind of, you know, locked down in the sense of all this smoke coming out of Canada. I wonder if it's affecting trade. It just seems weird to be coincidental here of a market just stalling out. And it does seem weird how well it has stalled out. In a way, that might just be a bullish flag on the technical side, suggesting it's just a resting point. Another wave of demand is coming, going to push this market higher in coming days. At the same time, I think what the market is trying to do is back off to fill that gap created last Friday in the cash market. So it needs to back off towards 62 or 4250 in the futures here. At any rate, I think if you see the futures anytime today trade below 4262.75, we have seen the level four top and the market can go lower into tomorrow. Now, what would that mean? And likewise, how much upside? Again, I think it's rather limited, but if it goes to 4,300 on the futures, I think that's a sign of strength. We may want to bow out trying to forecast these level four swings the next few days and concentrate more on those larger trends as being more bullish. Now, in the cash market, if we can see the S&P 500 swing below 4,263.96, it may yet try to swing down to 4,240s to 4,220s to fill that gap in, but that seems quite a bit. The market's too oversold. I think if they try, they may make an attempt to it, not accomplish it, and then it'll be fascinating to watch how it bounces after that. They may just assume there's nobody willing to sell it that low, that everybody's trying to buy any kind of a dip, and it might be quite bullish. Now, on the flip side, if the market trades above 4299.19, better still, the high of the year, at 4299.28, we're extending level three, level two, level one trends higher. The market is bullish. So now I'm going to flip over to the daily chart here, and we'll go with the S&P 500 cash. And what we've got is that the market made a double top yesterday and 2 days ago at our minimum upside objective. It's pulled back and hesitating, waiting for the five-day average to catch up to it as if it's going to use that as a floor price. That's fascinating. If they can take out the high of this week, that 4299 area, I think this market moves to 4325, okay? They want to fill that. They want to get near that August high. In the meantime, however, if it trades below 4263.09, then we have to assume they want to try to get it down towards 4241, the beginning of the gap, that then goes down to 4232.43 or even 4221, the close, all right? That's the most amount of downside I see coming. And as we zoom out and look at level three trends, yes, it's possible it just topped for level three. It may bottom now for level three, and it's up through next week into the following week. Another scenario is, yes, it's top for level three, but it won't bottom for level three till next week. Another scenario is it's going to give us a little bit of a fake out push now, maybe into the start of next week, top for level three, drop for level three next week, and it's all over, okay? So the problem is all these scenarios are saying we really don't know for sure. There's a level three downswing either due this week, maybe it's already over or ending, or it can do next week. But as we zoom out, looking out 2 weeks and beyond, it's saying the next level three upswing, that should at least occur late next week into the following week, if not sooner, should take the market higher still, that this market's going to zigzag with these level fours and level threes, but work higher into July for the level two, level one trends. It's likely going to 4325. It may back off a significant amount after that. but it's likely going higher than that. And later this year, it's probably going to 4,500 to 46, hopefully even higher still. It does have the potential to do that. And that's the best I can tell you. Now, interest rates are a bit bothersome, a bit stronger in want. The model's not liking it. The stock market, that's part of the reason it's stalled out here. And so far, it hasn't panicked over the interest rate. Basically, the bond market woke up that, hey, if you fix the debt ceiling, the government has to get caught up, do some sales here, raise cash, make some money, and then spend it. And so it's like a little surge because this whole debt ceiling, and blame it on the politicians, they drag the government back, so they're running behind and paying the bills. They have to get caught up. This is why it's so ridiculous to have this debt ceiling. And again, I'm not against cutting government spending, other than keep your damn hands off the Social Security and Medicare and all that stuff. But I'll talk about that in future issues for some very long-term social issues I see. But at any rate, I think what we have here is just a brief catch-up here. Eventually, the bond market will calm down and put the interest rates back down. I think that's going to be bullish as we look out to July. The dollar index, same thing. It's rolling over, acting like, yes, it's going to go down for us. That'll help the stock market go up. But it's just been uneasy here. It's kind of watching, okay? VIX, very low. People are not betting on the downside. They're not bothering insuring. They're bullish. I don't care what anybody says. Now, they could change their mind and something could scare them, but I don't think so. This stock market's going higher into July. That's all there is to it. Risk points, I probably won't wake up till we got a problem until it comes back to 4,100 in terms of my scenario higher into July. And I just don't see it. I got to go with the bulls. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Keep in mind, this double top this week, it is a true double top. It's not one of those double tops where I want to bet against it. But at the same time, I think this is just minor, very short-term fluctuation, hesitation. It's going to go through that double top. It's going through the 42.99. We want to target 43.25 and higher. Thank you.